By now we should know the theme for this year.
现在我们应该都知道我们今年的主题。
Building a serving community.
建立侍奉的团队。
Accordingly, I'm going to look at the topic love to the end.
根据这个主题，我今天要来讲爱到底这个题目。
You may not see the connection now, but by the end of the picture, you see there's a definite connection.
你现在可能看不到我今天要讲的题目跟我们教会的主题有什么关联，但是到讲到了结束，你就可以看到这个连接了。
We are going to answer three questions in today's sermon.
我们今天要来回答三个问题。
The first question is, what are the disciples' meanings of love to the end?
第一个问题是何谓门徒的爱到底。
The second question to answer is, who are the disciples' recipients of love to the end?
第二个问题是谁是门徒爱到底的对象。
The third question we are going to answer is, how should Christians practice love to the end?
第三个要回答的问题是门徒应该如何实践爱到底。
When we look at this passage, we know that chapter 13 to 17 is called the Upper Room Discourse.
我们在看今天的经文这一段经文，我们可以知道约翰福音13章到17章被称为楼房的讲章。
The time was the night before, these five chapters were Jesus' last teachings.Before his crucifixion.
这五章楼房的讲章是在耶稣被钉十字架之前最后的谈论。
There was a clear change of audiences from public people to inner disciples.
我们可以看到听众从外面的众人转为圈内的门徒。
And the main focus is love. The word appeared 31 times in these few chapters, but it appeared only 6 times in the first 12 chapters.
在这几章里面的重点是讲到爱，在这当中，爱这个字就出现了31次，在头12章只出现6次。
The time was the night before Passover, preceding the Passover meal.
时间上是在逾越节的前夕，在吃逾越节晚餐前。
Chapter 13 is a unique record by Apostle John.
十三章是约翰福音独有的记载。
We can see a few main divisions from verses 1 to 17.
我们可以看到从第一节到十七节的分段。
And verses 1 to 3 is an introduction of the chapter.
第一节到十七节是一个前论前言。
And then from verses 4 to 11, the event of Jesus washing the disciples' feet.
四节到十七节是讲到主耶稣为门徒洗脚的经过。
And then from verses 12 to 17 is the morale of Jesus washing the disciples' feet.
12节到17节是讲到主耶稣为门徒洗脚的意义。
Okay, let's go in the content and answer the first question.
让我们一起来看内容，我要来回答第一个问题。
What are the disciples' meanings of love to the end?
爱到底是什么意义，对门徒是什么意义？
In verses 1, it talk about the meaning of love to the end.
在十三章的第一节，这里讲到爱到底的意义。
Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
So the kind of love is a love already.
所以这里讲到的爱是已经爱。
In the original Greek, having loved means it happened already.
在希腊原文讲到既然爱是指已经爱了。
Before the current incident.Jesus already loved his disciples.
在十三章要谈论这件事情之前，耶稣已经一直爱着门徒了。
So it's not a love based on why.
那并不是说知道为什么而去爱他们。
I love you because you are beautiful.
我爱你因为你很美。
I love you because you are smart.
我爱你因为你很聪明。
So one time I heard a girl mention the reason why she loved the boy.
有一次我听到一个女孩子讲到说为什么她爱一个男孩子。
And she said, because he was killed. I don't understand what kill is.
因为那个女孩子说因为那个男孩子很可爱，我甚至不知道可爱是什么东西。
Understand or not, human love is a love of reason, because.
我们都知道说人的爱都是有一个原因的，是因为什么。
But Jesus loves us because that's who he is.
但耶稣爱是因为他本身就是爱。
And also,It means undying love.
爱也讲到说是天长地久的爱。
Love to the end means time till the last moment.
爱到底在时间上是指爱到最后一刻。
And also, when you mentioned about love to the end, it mentions all in love.
我们讲到爱到底，也是讲到一个去到尽的爱。
The meaning of all in is no holding back. You put everything in.
去到尽的爱是指没有保留的爱。
If undying love is relating to the time,
如果一个天长地久或是不死的爱是跟时间有关系。
And then all in love is related to the extent of God's love.
那讲到去到尽的爱是指到神爱的那个范围。
What is today's application?
对我们今天的应用是什么呢
？Some of you like the stories. You remember the stories.
我知道里面有些人都很喜欢听故事。
In southern China, there's a pair of rocks called everlasting rocks.
在中国的南方有一对天长地久的姻缘石。
It became a site for dating couples to go there to vow the love towards one another for being everlasting.
在约会的男女，他们都很喜欢去到这个地方，在那里立约，让他们的爱能够天长地久。
And then a storm came.
然后有一次有一个风暴来了。
And then one of the pair of rocks collapsed.
其中的一块石倒下来了。
And then people realized that everlasting rock is not everlasting.
那时候人们就发现天长地久的石其实并不能天长地久。
And they even realized that the rock is not even natural.
他们甚至看到那一个姻缘石并不是天然石。
Some people got an idea using some red bricks to build the everlasting rock.
而是有人用砖去砌成那一个假天然石。
A pair of people were in love.
一对男女他们正在相爱。
And the girl asked the boy.
女士问那位男士。
Do you love me?
你是否爱我呢
？Yes.
男的说是。
Do you love me that you would die for me?
你是否爱我爱到愿意为我死？愿我死呢
and the boy answered no.
男的说不
Because my love is undying love.
因为我对你的爱是不死的爱
You even caught the humor?
你们有看到这个笑点吗
It means that his love is not the undying type.
因为他的爱是不死的爱所以他不会为他去死的
I realized that in mainland China.
我也发现在中国
When you write the wedding card, they write the number 5201314.
他们写卡片的时候呢，很喜欢写1314520。
Means I love you forever.
意思是我爱你一生一世。
Still cannot figure out 1314 I can know, but 520 I don't get it yet.
我可以说1314我明白，但是520我搞不清楚。
But anyway, it means I love you forever.
那这个1314520就是我。一生一世都爱你的意思。
But there's a void in people's heart.
但是在人的心中其实都是有一个洞的。
Only Christ's love, the cross, can fill it up.
只有耶稣基督在十架上面的爱能够去填充这个空洞。
Only Christ's love is to the greatest extent.
只有耶稣基督的爱是那个最大的爱。
And it's going to last longer.
也唯有这个爱是可以长久存在的。
And that's the kind of love that Jesus gave to us.
那是耶稣所给我们的爱。
And then we ask a question.
那我们再来问一个问题。
What are the recipients, disciples of love to the end?
谁是门徒爱到底的对象
？I think we all love. It depends on who we are going to love.
我想我们都能够爱，但是问题是我们爱的是谁呢
？And the passage said, "We love those who belong to the Lord."
这段里面讲到爱的对象是属主的人。
Verse 1, having loved his own.Who were in the world?
第一节讲到爱世间属自己的人。
The recipients of love to the end are those belong to the Lord, not everybody non-Christians.
爱到底的对象是那一些属主的人，而不是那些不属主的人。
So that's the kind of love we should have towards one another who are in the Lord.
所以这个就是我们对主内的弟兄姐妹应该有的爱。
And even to be harder, we love those who betray us.
但是下面更难的是，我们也爱那些背叛的人。
And when I, let's read, when we look at this passage, I was surprised who appeared most in this passage.
当我们在读这一段经文的时候，我们会很惊讶，说有一个人他出现最多次。
It was not Peter.
并不是彼得。
It was not John and James.
也不是约翰和雅各。
The person that appeared at least four times in these few verses had a name by the name of Judas.
在这段经文里面，他的名字出现 至少四次的是犹大。
Judas was the most mentioned disciple in this passage.
犹大是在这段经文里面被提及最多次数的门徒。
Judas was Jesus' biggest challenge to love to the end.
犹大是耶稣要爱到底这个行动最大的考验。
It's okay if Jesus didn't know.
如果耶稣什么事都不知道。
Immediately after mentioning Christ loved us to the end.
但是在经文里面讲到说耶稣要爱世上的人爱到底之后。
Verse 2, immediately Judas appeared.
马上第二节就出现了犹大。
And then verse 11.
在第十一节。
It shows that Jesus knew Judas betrayed him.
那里讲到耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁。
For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean.
耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。
It's easier to love those who love us.
我们要爱那些爱我们的人是很容易的。
It's difficult when we try to love those who betray us.
但是我们要去爱那些背叛我们的人却是很困难。
Sometimes I hear people say,
有时候我听到人们这么说，
How could he or she did this to me?
他怎么可以这样对我做呢？
I gave so much, I love him or her the most.
我为他做那么多，我给他那么多，我这么爱他。
That's why it's so difficult.
因此这个是很难的。
The one who hurt you most.
那个伤害你最多的人
are those who get closest to you. Amen?
通常都是跟你最亲近的人，是吗？
And that's why, if you can ask, we can love those who betray us, then there's nobody we shouldn't love.
因此，如果我们能够爱那些背叛我们的人的话，就没有什么样的人我们没有办法爱他们了。
And there's also a third kind of people that we should love.
还有另外一类的人是我们应该要爱的。
The power-grabbing disciples.
争权的门徒。
Sometimes you wonder why Jesus told multiple times he is going to suffer, to die, and to be rise again.
有时候我们可能会想说，为什么耶稣要预言那么多次自己受苦、被杀和复活的事呢？
In Matthew chapter 16, verse 21, it says, "From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised."
马太福音十六章二十一节，从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
And the reason why they couldn't remember was because they were involved in a power struggle. They were fighting to be the greatest.
门徒之所以都不能记住耶稣对他们讲的这些话，是因为他们一直都在争论权力。
In Matthew chapter 20, verse 21.And he said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Say that these two sons of mine are to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your kingdom."
马太二十章二十一节，耶稣说：“你要什么呢？”他说：“愿你叫我这两个儿子在你国里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。”
To face somebody who betray you is difficult.
你要面对一个背叛你的人是很困难的。
To face somebody.Who are in a power struggle with you is even more difficult.
而要面对一些争权夺利的人，那更是困难。
We are not supposed to be fighting for who is the greatest in the church.
我们在教会不应该是在争谁是最大的。
But the sad thing is, sometimes people unconsciously fight to be the greatest.
但是令人难过的是，很多时候我们无意识的都在做这样的事情。
So it bothered everybody. They couldn't focus on other things except fighting who.Was the greatest.
因此那些门徒他们都不能专注在耶稣要受难的这件事情，而是在那边争权夺利。
And we also love those disciples who were ignorant.
我们也一样要去爱那些无知的门徒。
It mentioned multiple times Jesus knew.
在经文里面多次提到主知道。
You can see once in verse 1.
你可以在第一节看见。
Twice in verse 3.
在第三节看到第二次。
And once in verse 11.
在十一节看到第三次。
It was very clear that John was want to make sure that Jesus knew many things.
约翰很清楚有意的要提到说，耶稣知道很多事情。
To brought out verse 7.
然后在第七节。
The disciples didn't know anything.
他要对比谈到门徒不知道很多事。
And it was the one who always liked to talk.
那个不知道的人。都是常常要讲话的。
Peter,
那就是彼得。
First of all, he didn't want Jesus to wash his feet.
第一个，他不愿意接受耶稣为他洗脚。
And finally, he was persuaded he wanted Jesus to give him a bath.
那但是最后他却要耶稣洗他的全身。
He didn't understand, comprehend the meaning.
彼得是什么事情都搞不清楚的。
What is today's application?
今天的应用是什么呢？
I think if we can apply Jesus' word, then we know what he really meant.
如果我们能够去应用耶稣的话的话，他的意思就是这样子。
He didn't ask us to love everybody.
他并没有叫我们去爱每一个人。
He asked us to love who are in the church.
他要我们去爱在教会中的人。
They may be somebody who betray you.
那些人可能是曾经背叛你的人。
Maybe somebody struggling to get on top of you.
那些人或是想要站在你头上的人。
Or those who didn't know what they're doing.
或是那些不知道他们自己在做什么的人。
In my journey, I was very influenced by a God servant called Watchman Nee.
在我的信仰旅程里面，我受一位主仆尼托生的影响很大。
When I think about washing one another's feet.I think about what Watchman Nee said.
当我想到要彼此洗脚的时候，我就想到尼托生所说的一些话。
And he said, "Let me love and not be respected. Let me serve and not be rewarded."
他说，让我爱而不受感待，让我侍而不受赏赐。
Let me labor and not be remembered. Let me suffer and not be regarded.
让我尽力而不被人记，让我受苦而不被人读。
Tears are pouring, not drinking.Tis a breaking, not a keeping.
只知道请酒，不知饮酒；只想拨饼，不想留饼。
A life suffering to seek other blessing, a life loving and true comfort giving.
道出生命来，使人享幸福。
Not expecting pity and concern, not accepting solace and applause.
不受体恤，不受眷顾，不受推崇，不受安抚。
Even lonely, even forgotten.Even worthless, even forsaken.
宁可凄凉，宁可孤苦，宁可无告，宁可背负。
Losing all my cause for a faithful pilgrim's life. 愿意
愿意受亏损来度旅客的生涯。
Gladly suffer all injuries and loss so that.Gladly, let me see. Gladly suffering all injuries and lose so that all might draw near and repose.
欣然忍受一切的损失，好使近你的人得安息。
I cannot see how much further I shall go. Still, I press on, knowing there's no return.
我今不知前途就有多远，这条道路一去就不再还原。
Let me follow your pattern to perfect and true, bearing gratitude without complaint.
所以让我学习你那样的完全，时常被人负。
In this time of trial, O my Lord, I pray that you wipe all my hidden tears away.
求你在这惨淡时期之内，擦干我一切暗中的眼泪。
Let me learn, O Lord, you are my reward. Let me be others' blessing all my days.
学习知道你是我的安慰，并求别人喜悦以度此岁。
And really, I first learned it 40 years ago.
我是在40年之前知道这一段话。
When I sing again 40 years later, it really hit my heart.
当我40年之后再读一次这样的话，它真的是打进入我的心里。
Before we go into building a serving community.
当我们要来建立一个服事的团队的时候，
we need to know what kind of love we must have.
我们必须要知道我们需要拥有什么样的爱。
It's not a love of because.
那不是一个有因为的爱。
I love because I love you.
我爱因为我爱你。
It's the kind of love that lasts for a long time.
那是一种长久的爱。
It's to extend that I love you to the most.
那是一个地步，我爱到你，我是最爱的。最爱的。
It's an all-in kind of love.
那是一个去到尽的爱。
And then I look at you.
然后我看着你。
As long as you belong to the Lord.
我看到你是属于主的。
You may betray me, you stab me at the back.
你或许曾经背叛我，在我背后刺一刀。
Or maybe you try to advance by stepping or using me as a stepping stone.
或许你也使用我好像一个往上爬的一个石头一样。
Or maybe you are ignorant.
或许你是一个无知的人。
And then, the last question we should be asking.
那我们现在要来问最后一个问题。
How should Christians practice love to the end?
门徒应该如何实践爱到底？
Some people say, I love you, you know, whenever I see the moon.
有些人说我爱你。
Whenever I see the moon.
哦，我每一次看到月亮，我就爱你。
The moon represents my heart.
因为月亮代表我的心。
But the sadness is moon can be full, it can be not full at all.
但是月亮有时候是满月，有时候并不是满月的。
If I ask you how do you love one another, what would you say?
如果有人问你说你要如何彼此相爱，你会怎么说呢？
Jesus gave us a very practical example.
耶稣给我们一个很实际的例子。
He only used one example.
他只用一个榜样。
When you practice love to the end.
他用这个来实践爱到底。
You serve others humbly.
那就是谦卑的服侍人。
Feet need to be washed in Jesus' day.
在耶稣的时代是有洗脚的需要。
When you look at Jesus' day, people wear sandals like this. I purposely put a picture in there.
在荧幕上你可以看到那个图片，那是耶稣时代的人穿的鞋。
They walk on sandy, dusty roads.
他们常常走在灰尘满满的路上。
So when they arrive at a banquet somebody's house, the feet look like this.
当他们走到一个地方或是一个人家里的时候，他们的脚底看起来就像这样子。
It really matters. They don't sit down when they eat.
他们
They don't sit when they eat.
他们并不是坐着来吃饭的。
They lean on the side. The table was on the floor to eat.
他们是半躺着在桌前吃东西的。
So the head is near the level of other people's feet.
所以你的头常常都是很靠近另外一个人的脚的。
So before you eat, you must wash people's feet.
所以在你用餐之前，你必须要洗你的脚。
Remember the first miracle did by Jesus was about some pots of water.
记得耶稣所行的第一个神迹吗？是关于一些石缸。
He turned water into wine.
他把石缸里面的水变成酒。
Why were the water there?
为什么有水在那里呢？
Because those are for washing feet.
因为那些石缸里的水是用来洗脚的。
But the problem was nobody was willing to wash others' feet.
但是问题是没有人愿意为别人洗脚。
Today, washing feet became very popular.
今天洗脚是很流行的。
The Pope washed the believers' feet.
主教为他的信徒洗脚。
And then at the wedding, the husband washed his bride's feet.
在婚礼的时候，那个丈夫可能会为妻子洗脚。
And Mother's Day, the children wash their mother's feet.
在母亲节的时候，孩子可能会为母亲洗脚。
They totally missed the point.
他们其实都没有搞清楚真正的意义。
You know when the Pope washed the feet, he not only washed, he actually kissed the feet.
你知道当那个主教为他的信徒洗脚的时候，不单是洗，他还亲他的脚。
But If you know, it's nowhere near this kind of condition.
但是如果我们真正明白经文的话，其实并不是这样子的。
So nobody was willing.
没有人愿意为别人洗脚。
It was such a lowly job that.
这是一个很卑贱的工作。
Even the Jewish servant didn't need to do it.
甚至是犹太人的仆人都不需要做这样的事情。
So what happened?
所以发生什么事呢？
So Jesus humbled himself to wash disciples' feet.
耶稣谦卑地为门徒洗脚。
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him.
耶稣知道自父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
So he did the impossible.
所以耶稣做了不可能的事情。
He washed the disciples' feet.
他为他的门徒洗脚。
It was a demonstration how we should have a serving community in the church.
这是一个榜样，让我们知道我们应该在团队里面如何彼此侍奉。
We should be willing to humbly serve others.
我们应该要愿意谦卑自己来服侍别人。
What does it mean?
今天的意义是什么呢？
There is a T-shirt on Amazon called PhD.
在网上的广告里面有这样一件短袖。短衫叫做 PhD。
You know what PhD is? Permanent head damage.
这个 PhD 就是永脑永久损坏。
Sometimes you see a PhD, you really wonder how they would become a PhD.
有时候我们看到那些有博士学位的，我们都很怀疑说他们是怎么样拿到学位的。
We don't want to be permanent head damage.
我们并不想要脑永久的损坏。
We want to be a PhD serving.
我们愿意成为一个服侍的博士。
I was once in a church in, in near UCLA.
我曾经在加州大学附近服侍。
And one time I asked a youth fellowship member.
有一次我在他们学生团契里面问一个人。
What is the qualification of being a deacon in the church?
在教会要成为执事的资格是什么？
And then he surprised said PhD.
然后他听到的回答是要有博士学位。
Yeah, almost everybody was PhD.
我在想，哦，是啊，在那里大概每个人都有博士的学位。
Because if you're not PhD, you cannot find job in that area.
因为在那个地区，如果你没有博士学位，你是找不到工作的。
But they are not the permanent head damage kind.
但是他们那些博士并不是脑永久损坏那一型的。
They are the serving kind.
他们是服侍型的。
You don't smell any scent of a PhD when they serve.
他们在服侍的时候，你不会看到他们有那种博士的那个气派。
When I was in Bible school, there was a rule.
当我在读神学院的时候，有这样一个规矩。
We are given different chores to clean.
我们要做不同的清洁工作。
So by years four, you do one job, and it's only for the fourth year student.
每一年你都要做一个工作。
And when you're the first year, usually you work in the garden.
第一年通常你是在花园里工作的。
And second year you work in the kitchen.
第二年你通常是要在厨房里工作的。
And last year you get the dirtiest job, you wash the restroom.
到你最后一年的时候，你需要做的是最脏的，是在洗手间。
I have a classmate, I really like him.
我有一个同学，我很喜欢他。
He likes singing.
他很喜欢唱歌。
He really sings very loud.
而且他常常很大声的唱歌。
He likes singing when he was cleaning the restroom.
他很喜欢在打扫厕所的时候唱歌。
Every move I had one time when he was washing the restroom.
我真的很感动。有一次他在洗手间打扫。
He was singing Hallelujah chorus.
他在唱 Hallelujah 那首歌。
If you know the song, it's really loud already, and it echoed in the restroom. So the whole Bible school was kind of heard him singing.
如果你知道韩德仁那一首 Hallelujah Song 的话，你就知道他在唱那个时候是非常大声的，好像整个学校都震动了，大家都可以听到他在打扫洗手间。
He enjoyed serving the Lord.
他很享受服侍神。
Even the lowest kind.
即使是最卑贱的工作。
When we want to build a serving community.
当我们要建立一个侍奉的团队。
We need to have an attitude. We don't need many people who are church shopping.
我们必须要有一个态度，就是我们不是那种要寻找适合我的教会的人。
Many times people come to the church.
很多时候人们来到教会。
They look at who is preaching.
他们都在看今天是谁讲道。
Oh, Pastor Daniel preaching English. No. I want an American-born Chinese speaking.
今天是许牧师用英文讲道。我要美国人的牧师讲道。
Is there any youth worker, youth pastor?
今天是一个青少年的传道人。
Is there any youth program?
这里有没有青少年 的活动？
Is there any family fellowships?
这里有没有家庭小组？
People looking for what they can get.
大家都在找他们可以得着什么？
But a serving community look for what they can contribute.
一个侍奉的团队是在寻找他们自己可以去贡献什么？
But I like one thing. The serving is not one-way street.
我很喜欢一件事情，是我们服侍不是一个方向的而已。
It's both ways.
而是双向的。
We should be willing to be served by others.
我们也必须接受别人，愿意接受别人的服侍。
By the grace of God.
借着神的恩典。
I like serving other people.
我很喜欢服侍别人。
One problem I have is I don't like to be served.
我有一个问题，就是我不喜欢接受别人的服侍。
Remember last time there was a snowstorm?
还记得上次下暴风雪吗？
Somebody offered me to stay in their home.
有人跟我说要让我留在他家里住宿一晚。
I was too proud to accept that favor.
我是太自傲了，而不愿意接受那样子的一个要求。
Somebody said, "Let me take you to the road."
也有人跟我说，让我带你上路。
No.
我也说不。
After half an hour, I was totally lost.
但是我开了一个半小时以后，我是完全的迷失方向。
I'm thankful that somebody followed me all the time without me knowing.
我很感谢神，竟然有人是一直跟着我在后面开着，我却都不知道。
Maybe you are the serving kind.
或许你是那种喜欢服侍人的人。
Like me, you may not be the receiving serving kind.
或许你也像我一样是不喜欢接受别人服侍的人。
He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus replied, You don't realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, Unless I wash you, you have no part with me.
哀悼西门彼得，彼得对他说，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？耶稣回答说，我所做的你如今不知道，后来必知道。彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。
So serving one another is a two-way street.
所以我们服侍是彼此服侍的。
Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also shall wash one another's feet.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
There are many needs in this church.
在我们的教会中
There are many needs in this church.
在我们教会中有许多的需要
We need people to come early to arrange everything to make sure things are ready.
我们需要有人能够提早到教会安排各样的事情
We need people at the end of service check all the doors are locked before you go to the other side.
我们也需要有人在聚会之后留在教会来检查各样各个门是不是都关好
We need people to contact about lunch.
我们也需要有人来联络午餐的事情
We need people to clean up after lunch.
我们也需要有人在午餐后来清洁打扫
We need people who need inspiration.
我们需要人来带领敬拜唱歌
We need people to be the pianist.
我们需要有人能够司琴
We need somebody like Justin playing the drumline thing. I don't even know what it is.
我们也需要有人打鼓，虽然我不知道那是什么鼓。
We need people to teach children Sunday school.
我们也需要人教导儿童主日学。
We need people to participate in group discussion in the weekly women's meeting.
我们也需要有人能够在每一周的姐妹聚会里面来带领小组讨论。
We need people to prepare the Sunday worship bulletin.
我们需要有人来准备主日的周报。
My challenge to you is every year.
我对你们的挑战是每一年。
You commit to one ministry in the church that are presented to you.
你愿意选择一样的侍奉，忠心的来做。
Can you do it?
你可以这样做吗？
You can do it if you have the love that Jesus was talking about.
你如果是有耶稣所说的这样的爱的话，你就能够做。
It was not an accident that when Jesus started talking about love, love is demonstrating by humbly serving others.
当耶稣讲到爱的时候，爱是指能够谦卑的来彼此服侍。
I think it's about time for me to put something that you're familiar with.
现在我要跟大家讲一个大家都熟悉的东西。
Maybe love is too abstract for you.
或许爱对你来讲是太抽象了。
Let me repeat the big umbrella song.
让我再来重复这个大雨伞的歌。
Let's be the big umbrella to one another.
让我们能够成为彼此的大雨伞。
What can I give you?
我有什么能够送给你？
Is it a greeting or a silent concern?
是一句问候还是无言的关心？
How can you bring back yesterday's happy heart?
你要什么才能换回昨日快乐心？
Unhappy life makes up far more than 80 or 90%.
人生不如意何止八九十？
There's always one day.
总会有一天。
Where the sun will rise again.
太阳会再升起。
Taking away the clouds in the sky.
赶走满天的乌云。
You do not have to cry.
你不必再哭泣。
I am your sun in winter.
我是你冬天里的太阳。
Popsicle in winter.
夏天里的冰棒。
You don't get it? Popsicle in winter. In summer.
你听懂吗？夏天里的冰棒。
And then large umbrella in cloudy days.
最后阴天的大雨伞。
I really would like to block the wind and rain and sun for you.
我真的愿意为你挡风雨又遮阳。
You can lay on my shoulder.
你可以靠在我的肩膀。
You can lay on my wrist.
躺在我的臂弯。
冬暖夏凉 I am sure and guaranteed.
保证冬暖夏凉。
Having me in your tomorrow doesn't matter. It's a clear or rainy day.
有我的明天是晴是雨又何妨。
It's raining now.
现在下雨了。
Don't forget.
不要忘记。
Bring an umbrella.
带把伞。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹。
We need that kind of love towards one another.
我们需要这样的爱来彼此相爱。
I am the sun for others during cold days.
我在冷的日子里，我能够成为别人的太阳。
And then in summertime, I am your popsicle.
然后在炎热的夏日，我能够成为别人的冰棒。
And on rainy days, I am your big umbrella.
然后在下雨天，我能够成为别人的大雨伞。
Today we look at love to the end.
今天我们看了这个爱到底。
It's surrounding about the theme of building a serving community.
这个是跟我们要建立一个团队的侍奉有关系的主题。
The serving community need this kind of love.
一个团队的侍奉是需要这样的爱
The love already love
是已经爱
Not because you deserve to be loved But because I love you
不是因为有人值得爱那是因为我愿意爱你
It's undying love
是一个爱的天长地久的爱
It's a time
是跟时间有关系
It's an all in love It's an extent of the love
是去到尽的爱那是指范围
The recipients of love to the end
爱的对象
It's those who belong to the Lord.
是那些属主的人。
Those who might have betrayed you.
背叛的门徒。
Those power-grabbing disciples.
争权的门徒。
And those ignorant disciples.
那些无知的门徒。
The practice of love to the end.
爱到底的实践。
We serve one another humbly.
我们降卑的服侍人。
Both way street, we serve one another.
是双向的，我们彼此服侍。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。主，我们谢谢你。
You love Jesus, we want to say thank you.
这样的爱我们。
You love us so much.
爱我们到一个地步，你降卑为人。
Love us to an extent, you humble and you became a man.
甚至取了奴仆的形象。
And took upon the image of a servant.
并且谦卑到一个地步，为我们死在十架上。
And humbly to an extent that you died for us on the cross.
主，让你还爱我们到一个地步。
You love us to the extent.
在你上十架受死之前，你又为我们做了一个榜样。
Before you were nailed on the cross, you set an example.
就是为门徒洗脚。
You washed the disciples' feet.
让我们看见一个谦卑的榜样。
Let's see an humble example.
主，但愿我们因着你的爱。
Help us to follow your love.
我们愿意效法你。
We want to follow you.
我们愿意学习你那谦卑的榜样。
We want to follow your humble example.
我们能够愿意看别人比自己强。
We see other people as stronger than we are.
我们不把自己看为太重要。
We don't see ourselves as so important.
我们愿意像你这样子的谦卑的来侍奉。
We want to be like you to humbly serve.
即使在最小的事上，我们都能够忠心的侍奉。
Even in the most tiny things, we can be faithfully serve.
以致我们所行的这一切，能够把人带到主你的面前来。
So that whatever we do, we can bring other people before you.
我们所行的一切也能够建立弟兄姐妹的生命。
We offer, we can build up the faith of brothers and sisters.
主，我们知道这样子的侍奉不是容易的。
We know this kind of serving is not easy.
但是我们也知道，靠着那加给我们力量的，我们必能做。
But we know that through the one who empowers, we can do everything.
求主帮助我们。
Lord help us.
也继续用你的爱激励我们。
Use your love to encourage us.
我们感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.